What made you want to get involved in that conversation?
Well, I started writing this book in 2001. I noticed that the undergraduate students that I taught and a number of the high school and junior high school students that I would interact with weren't getting the kind of training in critical thinking that I benefited from as a kid. Somewhere around 2014, after I had started writing the book, I doubled down and started working on it in earnest. And what I wanted to pull together was a real practical guide, something that everybody could use. And by everybody, I mean pretty much anybody in eighth grade on up could get something out of the book. It wouldn't be bogged down in theory. This is what you do when you read a headline or when you see a post on Facebook. You hear something on an NPR affiliate station. How do you know whether it's true or not? And what if your friends are telling you that it's fake news? What can you do to figure out for yourself?
In the book, you trace back to a flaw in the education system, citing several times that after the second grade, kids begin to read less and less. What brought you to that conclusion?
Well, I think the flaw in the education system is that the primary mission of K through 12 education was to load up young, impressionable minds with facts and figures. But we got the internet. And so these facts and figures, which used to be very hard and time-consuming to locate in a pre-internet world, are suddenly available immediately. So what we failed to do was realize that K through 12 education should be less about shoving facts and figures into young minds, because the kids are going to get it on their own.
Uh-huh.
It should be more about how to determine whether the information you're encountering is actually true and valid or not, and how to use it creatively to make society and the world a better place.
Well, I'm going to fact check everything that
you
have
said.
Will.
I expect nothing less.
But thank you so much for taking the time to come into the studio today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Dr. Daniel Levitin, a cognitive neuroscientist and writer who was in Aspen last week discussing his latest book, Weaponized Lies, How to Think Critically in the Post-Truth Era. I'm Claire Woodcock at the Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.